This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. As Instagram passes its third birthday, a small but growing community of users are beginning to use the website for the private exchange of goods. 2 million of the site's annual photo uploads are items being put up for sale, with actual negotiations taking place via comment threads and private messages. Among the items being legally sold through Instagram are firearms. To find out more, producer Taylor Quimby spoke with Brian Reese, senior social media editor at The Daily Beast.
So how exactly would I search for firearms on Instagram? I mean, are they difficult to come across, or are they right out there in the open?
You know, they take it's a layer or two to get to the actual sales of guns on Instagram. What I did to find them was actually use this website called Hashbag, H-A-S-H-B.A-G, which kind of filters everything down through the for sale hashtag. So once you're there, you can search for watches, for puppies, for Jeeps, for guns. And once I saw the guns were for sale, I was a little amazed.
And what kind of stuff is for sale there? I mean, are we talking about pistols, semi-automatics? You know, what's the range?
It really runs the whole range. I saw handguns, I saw Glocks, I saw shotguns, rifles, a few modified sniper rifles, a bunch of guns listed under the AR-15 hashtag, which some of them are assault rifles, some of them are just more consumer grade. I didn't find any grenade launchers, tanks, or anything of that caliber, thank goodness. But, you know, it's pretty much anything that you can buy at a normal gun shop, you can pretty much find it on Instagram.
Now, other major websites like Craigslist, eBay, they prohibit the sales of firearms. So why do you think Instagram is doing things a little differently?
Exactly. Well, Craigslist is pretty much, it's a marketplace. The site was created as classified sales portal, more or less, and that's what it's remained, whereas Instagram was a photo sharing app that has comments. So for Instagram, in their point of view, it's just a platform. People use it to post photos of their babies. They're going to talk about the babies just as they would post photos of a gun and then talk about the gun. And there's essentially no way, I think, that Instagram or Facebook, which owns Instagram, can really hop in there and start censoring that stuff. Because if I post a photo of my gun and say, look what I just got for sale, suddenly I'm going to be into that same filter that others are using it to sell guns, and you really can't make that difference. So I think Instagram is essentially letting it be an open platform to letting the users dictate what's talked about there.
So for the most part, this is all legal. This is all legit.
It's pretty much totally legit. You know, I talked to the federal government, the ATF, and they were all basically telling me that while they don't necessarily enjoy the online marketplaces of guns, whether that is Facebook, even on Twitter or Instagram, people are going to sell guns just as they would do when they walk out on the street in front of a grocery store. They could talk. As long as you're in the state, you can have private sellers sell to private sellers. That's going to happen online. It's going to happen off.
Is there anything happening in terms of on Instagram that you would say crosses that line? Is there anything that's illegal?
Nothing I saw. And I was actually amazed. Everyone I spoke to, I spoke with about five different individuals who had posted a gun for sale on Instagram, and they all very much respect their local laws, very much respect the federal laws, and they all say they are, you know, proud American gun owners who are just trying to sell the gun that they happened to pick up earlier. So I'm not too worried about that. However, up here in New York, we did have a hip-hop artist who was also a gun smuggler get busted because he was actually posting photos of his guns and the money he was making on Instagram. You know, while he wasn't directly selling there, you can see how that line can start to get blurred. And that's where some people might start to get concerned.
Well, speaking of people getting concerned, I was wondering if you or anybody you spoke to feels that Instagram or parent company Facebook should have a greater responsibility when it comes to gun sales on the website, even if it technically isn't breaking any laws.
Right. Yeah. You know, I did speak with a couple of people who felt that Instagram could be doing more in terms of monitoring sales of guns or other goods that aren't so family-friendly because, you know, the site is open to 13-year-olds. At the same time, you know, like I said, I'm not really sure what Instagram could do because they're not a commerce site. If they ever do start letting retailers sell more ads that direct the users to the point of sale, at that point they might want to start filtering out ages that could actually access the material. But at this point in time, you know, from the ATF to the individuals I spoke with, most are saying as long as you're following the local laws, there shouldn't be that big of a problem with it. Then again, I did speak with a staff attorney with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing, you know, legal expertise in support of gun violence prevention. And they weren't exactly excited about it because of the fact that no background check is required. But then again, everyone points to the Fixed Gun Checks Act of 2013, which was shut down in the Senate back in April of 2013. That would have closed that private sale loophole, which would essentially then make sure everyone who's selling guns have to go through the federal licensees.
if this trend evolves, what other platforms might we see hosting this kind of private comment-based firearm exchange?
Well, as some of my critics online mentioned these last few days, you know, this is happening on Twitter, it's happening on Facebook, it's been happening on all sorts of forums since the beginning of the internet. It's really endless the amount of places that someone could go out there and sell a gun. It's, in a sense, Instagram is the mirror. What's happening there is happening elsewhere, and again, it all comes back to the law. If the law is going to allow private sales, the law is going to allow it online and off.
Brian Reese is senior social media editor at The Daily Beast. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You'll find a link to Brian's article about gun sales on Instagram at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also find more on Facebook and on Twitter.